Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, a little behind, but I am here, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I have not been on for a few days, you know, took a little time off, and now, I feel pretty good, like a little more rested, and I want to talk, and I want to talk to our people. Because my realization of the world around me is one that, of course, talking about the planet as a whole, fabulous. I see no complaint about the performance of the Earth itself. Well, not touching the other planets out there, because I would say the same thing for the cause of these planetary body motion. What can I say but praise the gods who has connection to everything that affects us. So I'm very, very thankful. Our ancestors have come and gone, and we are here, and it is for us to revere our existence in such a beautiful setting, and such as we are here on planet Earth. Blessed be the gods of the planet Earth. All right. Now, what is on my mind is something that is very, very serious. And what is serious about what I'm thinking is the deficiency of the inhabitants of the Earth. And the portion of problems that I am thinking about is what has happened over the past, let's say, 200 to 100,000 years ago. Because the church, the Christian church, I come to understand now that just a second. People grow up into the world around the time I began life too. And you're talking about people who are a little older than me. I would imagine. Yes. They too have knowledge. If they're still alive and their brain is doing well for them. See, it's only where we have meaning of life, healthy meaning of life. It's important to even better talk about things that, people reach a stage where they have already done their reasoning, and whatever they're thinking about right now, the brain don't sustain the kind of a power to let them go into research of this and that. I'm old too. I'm over 70. Soon reach 80. I am one of the people where somebody would say, "You don't look that old." Well, so it is with some of us. But I want to talk about all of us, and with whatever value we have of life, we will all get to the place where we would no longer be concerned about what's going on, because we're too old to, you know, to carry on with like substantive meaning or interest. And so we understand that. All right. Now, I am still doing thinking about government and the society. When I read certain source book about our reality, I read about how our society, human society, because remember now, if we don't hold things into context, such as, you know, how was our human pieces come about? You know, if we don't think about that, then we are just living and not feasting on the things that make us exist. So in order to feel good about yourself, is to have realization of the causes that bring us to where we are today. Just a second. Okay, so if you get what I'm saying, I appreciate what I'm saying, because there was a time when in my younger days, before like 60 years of age, I didn't know much of anything. And pertaining to the kind of thoughts that I harbor now and talk about it and want to, you know, get myself more immersed into these thoughts of knowledge and what they mean to me. I have such appreciation that makes me angry when I am being affected by the idea of what is really transpiring. For example, This week here, we see war, and I think war of this kind would be something drifting into the past, but no, it's not. And why these kind of wars came about is because of the place called Europe. And my knowledge of Europe and the kind of creatures that settled in Europe, it is of great importance to my mind and my thinking, because I grew up with Christian parents, and Christianity is something that I grew up appreciating, kind of a surrounding that gave me appreciation for Christianity. My two parents,
mother and father. They were Christians. So the venue around our existence in Jamaica was one of much peaceful environment. You know, scarcely we see some people, you know, get angry with each other. And I remember the first time I saw two men, grown men, and they were people, they were not the poverty-stricken type. They were like having a store, a grocery, what we call a shop, where people go and buy, you know, most grocery type of thing. We never into hardware or none of that, as far as I remember, right? Usually more grocery things that we use to, you know, the basic domestic type of things they sell, food stuff and things like that, and some, you know, otherwise things that people still use. Those two men I saw was angry with each other for over something. And the both of them got to the point where they were like brandishing their guns, you know, in threat of each other. That was one of the bad impression that I saw in the country. We're not accustomed to that. And I think there was another one. Sometimes we had quite a few trucks that trafficked people from the country to the little Spanish town place where they go to a little market and things like that. And there was something that occurred on one of those trucks carrying people and some you know, things that folks traffic on the trucks. So yes, those were the two things I remember of like on a violent nature. We didn't have much of that at all throughout my childhood. All right. So talking about why I was drawn to the church and appreciate the church is that there was nothing else, you know, comparable to that. Now, what do you think about you growing up in an environment like that, where the church of the living God, this and the Son of God, and everything you're reading in the Bible pertaining to this line of thinking? You grow up with that. And you grow up with Christmas and Easter. You know, everything is very centralized, adapted to the church. Design that the little society and the children that are born will only know about church. And when we go to public schools, what we learn about? We learn about animals. We don't learn anything about the heavens and what is in the heavens. No. We only read the Bible that talk nonsense about the heavens and stuff like that. So you think that we are subject to the climatization, the church? So nobody, as far as I know, never draw any negative thinking about the church. Okay? So when I come up and let's say I turn adult and I get an opportunity to come to America. Listen, the reality of life as I read in World History textbook today is far from being like, you know, it's not so right to even compare night and day, because my sense of night and day is a sacred thing. Because of it is a sacred thing. So I shouldn't say the impression that of the church and the place that I live, countryside, you know, country people, what it compared to. It compared to, let's say, kind of a situation. I want to say, like, a criminal is given life imprisonment, you know, and they may see little of daylight sometimes under heavy watch, but they don't have freedom to go out of the building and to enjoy themselves. I don't know. At some point, I don't know if they take out the real bad guys to go out there and go do some work for the county or something like that, for the parish. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. The environment that I grew up with, where people married, they go to church. When people dead, they take them to the church and church their body before they bury them, eulogize them. So that covers my entire experience. Okay? So I'm saying now, when I come to America, it's different. Like, you know, the difference between the floor that you walk on and the ceiling, you cannot exchange them for the other, right? So this is a better reference I want to give you, that you are different from the ceiling and the floor that you walk on. You don't walk on the ceiling. Walk on the floor, whether you're on with the floor and ceiling, or you're on the second or the third and the or the 10th or the 20th ceiling rise building, right, you know, building that is of this high rise, way, way, way up there. All right. Several ceiling and several floors, flooring that you walk in. So you understand what I mean? That my thinking about the world back in, until I was about 27 years of age, I get the change between people and life in Jamaica versus life in America. When I come to be informed of the kind of things and the difference in interpretation of what goes on in with the government and the society, and that to find out that the government in America is something that I want to define to you as plain and simple, is not a government. You know, it's just like then you would say, you get a job, a nice job at a good company, and you know, let's say it's a nice job, but let's say the person that they put into that position was someone who lied about their qualification to get the job, right? So, over time, people become dissatisfied with that person working in that position. You see what I mean? Yeah. Because that person was not qualified for the job. Anyhow, was making out in working it. All right. So you see, if you see what I'm saying, it's a good job, but the person who's working it is a crook. And a lot of people are being cut short of service, good service, if you see what I'm saying. America is not what people see it to be. And few people who find fault, just like the person who is in the job position and not doing the right thing all the time. America is like that. That you will find satisfaction into some of the things. Like if you go out the store and you want to catch a bus or stuff like that, you may enjoy that. If you get a train, you may enjoy that as well too. There are certain things, like you are driving on the road and the police stop you. And the police is a white police. And you probably don't go back home. You probably wind up dead. Because the police, especially the white hominid, let me just tell you straight and plain that what we call white people that we see today, or like you just come to America and you see a lot of white people, you work amongst a lot of white people, more than, you know, the populace that you would be in the West Indies countries. All right. So now, since I read and I have a good sense of what civilization of mankind is, it's very difficult for you to figure out what civilization is, because you come to America and America is not a honest, straightforward country. All right, you come through the immigration and you think it's a real government immigration you're coming through, and it's not. It is not. Because of what? These white people that you see, they were not in America at one stage. Okay? And there is the history and the story about America. There were the KKK. There was the other enemy that wrote, document how they should treat slaves and all them kind of thing. So the African people who are here first, the white hominid species, has an ID that is not representing who they are today. And look here, I have to tell you. I have to tell you because we seem to have a long way to get rid of white people, say them a government. Okay? Right now, they hear me talking like this, and they're out there and huffing and puffing. But I want to get face to face with anybody who think like white people, because they take even just light-skinned African people and make them white people at the rate they want to build up their number. You see, like they call our settlement theirs and say, it is theirs. What happened? They come among us and learn among us from way back 100,000 years ago. So today, with their bullyism and their thinking to and divide the African people. The first thing they did, because they couldn't do it naturally, openly at first, when they start coming around us, they couldn't do that. So what did they do? Since they were not really human beings, white people were not human being at all. They're not human being right now. But, hey, how would you understand if I don't, like, go down this line with it? White people had no language. They did not look like human beings. People must know that. Right? Because all they need, all they are doing right now, because we don't understand, is just kill us like we are nothing. That has to stop. But it won't stop unless we learn that the society that they create, and over certain amount of years, we don't know no better than just follow what they have rammed down by killing a lot of our ancestors. They push a different, uncivilized type of thinking and attitude inside of our people to go accept Jesus Christ. And there is so-called laws that they created by their popes the emperors. They make up laws to kill us, but then take away what we have as wealth. That's what they have done to right now as I am talking to you. And the reason why I am here talking to you, it is because, look, I have more to be concerned about than being concerned about them. But what I am concerned about, it affects them because they are now treating us African people like we are not what is called indigenous people. I mean, we were the first civilized human being. And it is in history. That is true. But this is a big, big secret now that I'm going to let out on you. White people that you see here that look like humans and a breed and a guan like human being. If you look in the world history textbook, that's not who they were. Now, what is telling the truth? Bible that they wrote and talking all kind of things about Adam and Eve. Like they came from Adam and Eve, and that is not true. But there is a reason why. And that there is, you probably may not find somebody like me to talk about this in your lifetime. But white people have a species. They are a species. And they were the first species on Earth. But what is the name of their species? Hominid. And what is hominid? Watch this. I'm going to tell you right now. Let me Google. And Google, they run Google too. What we say as white people, they run Google. So certain answers, they will never give you if you ask them certain questions. They will not do it. They will not tell you. They tell you all kind of foolish and tell you. It seems like you didn't, you know, put the right entry to get what you want. They talk all that kind of foolishness. Even when you say the right thing, they tell you that. Because that's the problem in America. Okay? Yeah, in America. And you listen to them talk, and they will never talk like they come from anywhere, come here. More what to say, they invade and then colonize. Oh, no. They don't behave like that. Because what? Something happened that changed what they were to what they are. You see what I mean? Now, all right, so. All right. It is a story, and it is a bit of a story, you know. All right. A definition of hominid, okay? Now, I mean, in the world history textbook, Glencoe World History Textbook, to name just one. It reads and said, when it comes to life form on Earth, there were the microscopic things, life, okay? There was the microscopic life, I keep on forgetting, life forms. First life forms, right? All right, good. The first life form, okay? All right. Microbes. The earliest life forms we know. We know of were microscopic organisms. Now, this is talking about just after water receded and we have dry land now, okay? So water was covering this planet for billions of years in this world, it's a textbook. And what it is telling us about right now is the microbes. All right. You know, I could say what came before microbes, and I know it would tell you that water covered the planet. Okay. So the microbes that left signals of their presence in rocks about, say, almost 4 billion years ago, 0.7 billion years ago. The signals consisted of a type of carbon molecule that produced by living things. Okay? So these microbes died out and they leave signs behind, you know, in carbon type residue left behind so that people can tell that these microbes live so much billion years ago. All right, but think of it now, because this is very, very important for us to think about the world that came before us and what the planet itself was like. So when you know that, if anybody tell you that human being lived back in billions of years ago, this scientific reading doesn't say that. It gives us a sequence, okay? So the first sequence of the Earth position was water cover the surface, right? And for, it says, 3.7 billion years ago. That's how old the microbes existed for. All right, so after, if I ask Google right now to show you what America is, three life forms I'm talking about before I talk to address species. I'm only talking because these microbes were not species. They don't name them species. They name them microbe organism and tell you all we know about them in a scientific sense. Why I am able to even talk about it. So if I don't think this is true, I wouldn't be talking about it. But it makes sense. And I no better sense is not offered to me in relevance to this subject matter. Okay? So if you're out there and you probably don't hear this little guy talking like he's a Harvard graduate or something like that, you know, not to worry, because I'm not taking up their space. I'm talking about what I, on my level of reading, get to identify. And as long as I'm not messing up anything into this issue, then I am allowed to go on talking about it. You don't see what I mean? And then if somebody have a problem with me, they can always call me. This is something that I allow. Call me. 347-850-1358. I tell you, I am telling you for real that I will not turn down anybody who wants to call me and talk to me about it. Because I hold my own with words. And if you, when I listen to you, I realize it doesn't fit the source book. Because the history book, it says it's a record of the past. So there's no reason for them to put people into this book to write them on a foolishness. Okay? And when we are reading, it's for us to use words to determine whether what's being said makes sense. If you can't tell if it makes sense, I would tell you don't bother listen to me. If you are a churchgoer, a Christian, you don't need to listen to me unless you want to know something new or stuff like that. You don't have to give up your belief to listen to anything that is contrary to what you believe. It's up to you and how you arrive at anything that is true. And only to a limited dimension are people with PhD can distinguish when things are right from when it's wrong. Only to a certain limit that they do. Because, and why I say that? They go to church and read the Bible where too many lies in there. God and Jesus lying, and they can't make it out. You see, so I'm not talking about people who are below those reading levels. But what about some people that have some lower degrees, right? And they go to church and they don't say nothing. Well, they are just like the people with higher degrees that go to church. After they do, said and done, whatever they do, they go to church. Right. And I tell you, serious monkey business is going on on our planet. Monkey business going on. When you realize the monkey business, you are going to, you know, if you could get a higher knowledge somehow, you would be all right. But the thing is, when you find out the monkey business that is going on around the world, coming because especially, you know, it's spouted up. Over a certain time now in America. They make America like the place to develop the iniquity. Okay? Because when you think that this government is minding its own business, no, this is where they find a way to destroy the African people's intelligent thinking. Use their bad blood, their monkey blood, bad blood. And this is the thing people ought to know. And they are afraid of people knowing. And somebody like me who don't have university degree, but I have basic understanding of academic words anyway. Okay? I don't have, like I said, no more than high school graduation. But I dig deep into words and what words mean. It's not like I try to make words. No. But I try to get knowledge of words and how I must carry out my reason. I have to follow words, science, process. I have to do it just like anybody who can talk on whatever dimension of education, reading level you have. Words are not prejudice. So if you have the higher level education, university education. You and I have something in common, so that when we talk to each other, we understand. And it doesn't mean I understand a lot of things where you up there with PhD understand. It doesn't mean that. And it means if you're talking certain things that I cannot absorb, let's see, maybe my memory or whatever it is, not able to contain. I cannot talk that. I cannot get into that. But what happened when we are talking about things about, you know, like ordinary primary words and issues that I comprehend with? Yeah, I mean, the person who is way up there can't come here and tell me no foolishness. Because if this person is talking what I am capable of understanding, I mean, they cannot tell me that I lose when the words are saying I won. Okay? So, America, talking about America, people don't want to talk about America because they like to kill you. That's what they're doing right now in Palestine. And how many people in the world are fooled that Hamas is a criminal for killing off the what they call Jews or Jews and Israelis? That's not true. That is not true. Everything that they see African people are, take away from them. Because when they're talking about they are Jews, you don't know how they come to talk about they are Jews. You don't know how they come to talk about that they are Roman Republic government. There are people who know how to go into their shell after they steal anything. Okay? And they will be right in front of you and using all kind of a camouflage right in front of you and destroying and taking away what you have. That's the way white people are. What you don't know is that they are not authentic humans that they claim to be. They're not. And if you are afraid to talk about this, that's too bad. Because I'm telling you, I'm not afraid to talk about this. America is not a government. What they have as what they call this, forgetting this thing, but I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to Constitution. Okay, I didn't have to pick up the book, but my memory, yes. Constitution that they talk. Sometimes you see Trump tell him that he kick over the Constitution. Trump, look at what he did. Do you think America could be a government over the past 2,000 years? Making a different calendar and all them kind of things? The bad thing is that they never created civilization, these white people. They did not. They couldn't. These white people that we're talking about, they're from Europe. Now, they don't care nothing about Europe because they can afford to come into the Western world and take over every single thing that we own. And they write even books. They are so much an idiot that they'll write book and tell all of what they have done to us. These idiots, because you don't know unless you are told or read it and find out. Because I want to know. I find out things that I wouldn't otherwise know because nobody not talking about it. And these white people, if you begin to talk certain things, they're going to get you. Now, you know what? I am different because I'm different from a lot of other people way of thinking. I am wholly and solely devoted to know what the truth is. You understand that? Yes. And I am the kind of person, if they take me alive, they will be fried. Yeah. Because they cannot defend themselves. They talk too much rubbish. And the Bible itself, they cannot survive if they face the Bible with somebody like me by the words that is in there, that people are coming from their university jobs and come to Christianity, church. And that is old rags, foolishness. That a person that educated, like my brother has a PhD, and he's a minister to, church, but he go to the university and get good academic education along with that. So now, I see him all into white collar one time. And I even ask him, I tell him, I see it, the picture that he has on his thing. So, he's a spiritually dead person. He's a spiritually dead person. And he's somebody that is coming from a poor, come from an insolvent background. We didn't have anything besides just plant a field and reap from it and things like that. Fruits and things like that. Right? But what I want to tell you is that as it is right now, I don't know of anybody that is going to face me and tell me this old bunch of rubbish about Christianity, because I was in there from I was a boy, right? And although I couldn't read as good as I read now, you don't have nobody out there with any kind of education that is going to Christianity authentic. Authentic information. No, there's no part of Christianity that is good. But look at how they sell it. Look at how they get African people to be Christians. Anybody should still be a Christian. It's me. Because I was meek and humble. And don't grumble at anything in the church. I accepted the church 100%. Now is when I come to America and read and understand words to a certain level of knowledge. That was when I realized that, I can't be reading these things and believe it. No! Talking about God, that nobody couldn't tell me that God was not a divine ruler of the world. No. But to show you that God in the Bible is not a real God at all. Why would the white people them write a document and talk about they are Puritans and say, God send them to America to bring Christianity here to the Indians. They call them a name. I forget what the name is. Yeah, but they said they are sent here to raise up Christianity. Then they turn around and say, America always had Christian heritage. Hey, if you don't understand what America is and what the government is, please. The bad thing is that you're going to still go on and praising Jesus. But you don't see who Jesus is in the Bible because you don't know what you're reading like you should. You understand some things in there, yeah? But when it comes to cross-referencing what Jesus say in St. John and what Apostle Paul say in Acts chapter 9, if you don't see, you don't recall what Jesus said someplace else and what they write as Jesus saying in the Bible, you go there all your life and praise God and praise Jesus when neither God exists. God in the Bible don't exist only in the eyes of homosexuals. And how did homosexual came about? Homosexuals homosexuals as the white people am. White people are sodomite culture. Okay? Sodomite culture, but they did not become sodomite culture in the beginning. Something happened that caused them to become sodomites. And it is true. Because I was coming along and struggling to understand things and wasn't really making little progress until I come to realize that, you know what? The word God was the last word I knocked down because I realized that the word God in the Bible does not produce a spirit God anywhere because it is too contrary to logic, to facts. And ain't no creature going to get anything out of the Christian Bible because the God is species. Specious, I mean. Specious. Not species. But specious. It's oaks. You know? It is a dark, dark vortex. God is a dark vortex, do not exist. And it is words that you must understand to find out. And as a matter of fact, it's not all that critical, but you have to begin with good word context, word science process. The definitions of words you must select and know exactly what the context is. And when we don't have that, yeah, you will have a PhD and go to church and sing all them whole bunch of foolish nonsense and talk about and read them whole bunch of nonsense like wise men follow a star to go see the baby Jesus with frankincense and more. That's not true. But I've been reading that even after I am reading better than when I was back home or, you know, early when I come to America, and even when I graduate high school in adult time, I was lost, because what I had to do to graduate with the grade that they permit you have to reach, I had to understand words in a different way than I used to before I passed the test. So I had to be seeing words for what it says, and not what I am assuming. So I was under a lot of assumption and not real academic knowledge before. So that's what brought me to where I'm at here right now. And then later I did adult paralegal. I don't think it matter whether or not you're adult or not, but I was adult when I did the paralegal, and I graduate. So I might not know a lot, but I know certain things, and what I know in those things, I'm not assuming it, right? Because if I did not, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you, because it is what academic knowledge gives you, is the ability to discern, to understand, to make distinction and stuff like that. Follow context, okay, of everything. So what I'm trying to tell you is that what people in the world are following right now is a whole bunch of assumptions when it comes to the Bible. I would say, in a certain context, you should throw it away, because only in certain part of the Old Testament, I find information in some of the chapters of some of the books, not a lot of them, but what I find is these white people who got learning from our academic institutions, that's where they get it from. And I am not guessing if it's true. I know it is so, because they did not originate like human beings. They were primates, and a species branded hominid. That's it. It is our blood that these white people, in their hominid state, in their hominid state, interfere with our species, the Neanderthals. And you take it from me, that is true. They are hominid monkey, straight monkey hominid, okay? They are hominid primates monkey, white people. In the World History textbook, right in front of me here right now, they don't want us to know that. And think that, they are in heaven now, and they have all these billions of dollars and stuff like that. But they're going to lose it, because it's not theirs. Okay? And I am on the radio, and they would like to, close me down or something like that. They're not going to get that. They're not going to get that. And they can be killing our people in Palestine. They won't be able to do that much long from where they are right now. Because they don't know what is coming. They think that they can depend on the bombs and stuff like that and kill. But they can only kill so much of us. And that's a fact. They could, if they were human beings, they would never be doing what they're doing. But they want to take our species name from us. That's what they are doing right now. It's the reason why, you see, they say they govern us and we are under their government. Until someone come up and destroy the myth, the empty myth that they have a government and they can make a government, because that's what they came they're doing. A cleave bubble government, and information written from one of those universities and many academic scholars that tells since 1492 what they have been doing in the Western Hemisphere where they don't belong. They don't belong here. No, they left from Europe that don't have any governmental civilized authority. They don't. But it is at the time when our people began to leave Africa. Remember, not everybody left Africa, but some of the ethnic groups. Because you know there are a lot of ethnic groups in our species. We are the same species. But how many of us know that? We don't know that because over 100,000 years ago, we are breathing and heating the disease of these white people. So if you never hear it before, you hear it now. And it's not that this is going to be strange to everybody. No. I know some people out there know. But guess what? If you don't go out with a pursuit to understand the development of where we are coming from, we will never know. We will never know because we are afraid of them killing us. I am not afraid of them killing me. You know? Because if they kill me, might as well they kill themselves. Because have they ever heard anybody like me don't care about the lies that they tell about their human being? I come out and I am disclosed what I learned. And they try to, like, you know, down things that I am saying and do all sort of stuff, you know, to hinder what I'm saying, to, like, take away my right to identify who I am and the indigenous people who we are. That's what they're trying to do. Okay? And if they had succeeded in, like, what they call it, break him down, you're not breaking me down because I know more than what they do. I know more than what they do. I'm not saying in everything. No. I'm sure not saying that. Hello, Snowman. James, how are you? Yeah. Look, if you know how large and how terrible my rage is. Not the violent one, what them I do. I'm into something else. So they can go on and think that, oh, they got it all in the bag. Have it in the bag. Because as long as one of us is going to be willing to say, the Pope will apologize for sins of Catholics. As long as you're able to come out and go on the hair and tell them that. Well, then all they must run from you. As long as they hear you come out and said, and say, 1857, the United States Court ruled that black people were property. If they hear you come out and say that, now, all right, you know, they're going on still talking what they want to talk and stuff like that because they're not accustomed to anybody come and say this, right? And anytime they find somebody willing to say things against them, they find a way to kill you. You know what I mean? Yeah, they find a way to kill you. Because they have not found anybody yet, except maybe me, who prove that I don't care about what they kill. I care about what I come to say. Because I think I get the little knowledge I have because the gods know my heart and makeup that I don't have anything inside of me but to know exactly what I need to know to talk it. And that they cannot stop me. And, you know, they cannot stop me because I don't think of them stopping me. I know the information that is set up and, let's say, carrying on the affairs of life. They don't own anything on planet Earth. They don't own anything on planet Earth. These are inhuman, and as a matter of fact, what they do to us, it causes two blood to collide. Two different taxonomic blood collide. The part, their blood that affects us, it gives us all of the disease them that affect our brain and all part of our bodies. And it seems like for generation and generations now, we are suffering from that. Well, the part of our blood that they get, turn them into homosexuals and everything else that is evil. That's what happened. How do I know? It never happened before. It never happened before. We never had disease 200,000 years ago and before. We left 100,000 years ago and came into the Western Hemisphere. These sodomites, yeah, it is our blood that turned them into homosexual and make them look like human and talk like human. Now, once we get to know the things we are supposed to know, and able to talk about it without fearing anything they say or do, we'll be able to show there are not any government whatsoever in civilized context. America is not government in civilized context, but they have taken on so many of the human aspect. That is why it's causing the problem in the world right now. Oh, yeah. You see, if our Indians and other indigenous people, if they were living the right kind of way, if they were able to detect that they had disease and stuff like that 100,000 years ago, we would be better off. If we had the wisdom to avoid them with their disease, we would be better off. But it happened. And because it happened, well, I cannot question and get any answers. So what I must do, I must use my whatever little brain I have, my tongue and my physical self to do something. And that's what I'm doing right now. And the gods, they know that I feel comfortable doing this. Okay? And all the evil will come down on them. All the evil will come down on them. And those of us who feel fear in getting down into the facts of stuff and begin to talk, no, it's something missing there, because I don't have anything special except the way I think, you know, to like carry on what the gods would like to do, because they leave us here. They leave us here. The gods don't leave them here to do anything. They come and take away everything that the gods give us and say it's theirs. So you see, they will call us about 2,000 years ago. They call themselves Gentiles and call us Africans. They call us Jews. Right? That was 2,000 years ago, when the wise man was going to, go to the baby. What I never see, and what I think a lot of Christians don't see, that God carried the wise men to Herod first. Why did God carry the wise men to Herod? It just don't make no sense. Now, if you read that and see what I say to be true, that there was no need for the wise men to go to Herod and tell Herod to go to the Israelite, to the Jews. Yeah, they go there and ask Herod about the baby and all kind of a hoorah hoorah go on. And you know, God tell Herod to go to the wise men of the Jews. You think about that. So we were clearly in the Bible Jews 2,000 years ago. A little more. Yeah. Look at that, Christian believers' belief. It's not true. And about Herod, because the wise men never come back to him, he sent his men out there to kill babies 2 years and under. Those things are not true. Now, I'm reading now and take things seriously. So I see those things and find out. Now, as a person with legal sense, I know that's not true. Now, I know that there was no other beings on earth at the time when these hominids, primates, when they develop in Africa, in South, and I think in East and South Africa, they develop in Africa. and 1.5 million years ago, they go into Europe. It's the reason why until this day, nobody civilized settled down in Europe. I mean, 1.5 million years ago, because African people only created 200,000 years ago. So, you know, nobody else did not. I say again, no other creatures in go and settle into Europe except these white people, their ancestors that we are looking at today, call them white people. Now, so they go into Europe, primates, as apes. So how did they become human beings after that? They need to tell us, because they're hiding this whole story about themselves and call themselves every name or anything we wear, anything we sport. They take it take it away from us and then call themselves whatever they name they want to call themselves, Romans or what, you know, or call themselves Jews and all of these kind of stuff that we should be able to attack. The Bible is the worst thing that they have ever produced to hurt us, and none of us do anything to kick them out, not physically, but use the facts to drive them out, because nothing is going to make them leave until we start talking the truth. You don't see? That's right. They are going to Syria. They go to Libya. They go to Afghanistan. They go all. They started in Rome. Okay, and who know that is these white people going to Rome and first take over our government and come with their democracy? Who know that? Who know that they are the one that make up democracy? After they get learning from us, we don't know. We don't have any control. We can't get control because we don't know anything about the history to tell us. Hello? All right. I know that there could not be language or human reproduction if the gods had not came to earth 445,000 years ago. And all the civilized things that sodomite white people are doing all kind of stuff with today, they didn't have it when they go into Europe or when they were into Africa. When we have the Bronze Age in the 1200 BC, where were these white people? Because you don't see them until they go into Rome. You don't see these sodomites stealing anything from African people until 509 BC. You do not think then. I don't have a PhD, but I have these facts. And of course, who gonna want to pay me any attention? Well, you know, just like the rain start to fall, but you can use your umbrella and shelter yourself and get where your little thing you want to do done, right? But I tell you what, if wind began to blow, you know, enough to blow you and your umbrella away, or blow away your umbrella first, you're going to get wet. Well, that is what is going to happen to these white people. Because now, when I begin to fire back. Not literally, but linguistically. Yeah, linguistically, I am firing back, and I am firing back with stuff that they realize, you know, I'm crossing their line, but they must have enough sense to know that they have crossed our line long time. And what we must recognize is that they don't, AD and Adamanian and Christmas and Easter is nothing more than, I mean, you know, old mangy dog, old bunch of a piss. These folks are not doing anything for us to, like, draw back. Because, no, they can't be doing the kind of stuff they do and we draw back. It means that we don't have any linguistic sword. And that's what we need. Like, I'm here, I'm talking, and I'm telling you things, and they can't block these shots. They cannot. And I'm telling them, get out, because this is not their country. Okay? We want now our space to do, to live our life. We can't live our life with them faggoting around us. Okay? So what I'm saying to you here is that it's going to get worse. It got worse for us because they're killing our people over there. Right? And they don't know when they do that what is going to happen next. Because the only thing they can do is fire, you know, these things to kill people. But they come mix themselves up with us. You see, so they can, now they are vulnerable because they, not unless they want to kill themselves, you know, they have put themselves in a vortex. You see? Because whilst they are killing the people and a mass in Palestine, whatever that little place name. Our people have run from them way back in AD 70 when they destroy the place of King David, the temples that was left there. These sodomites did that, right? So now it's anytime the truth begin to, you know, to wire them and draw them together, they're going to find out that, you know, they should have gone home to Europe a long time ago. But no, they're going to go everywhere we are because the chief thing they want to do is to make us sodomites. White people want to make us sodomites. And it's the reason, if you follow their language and things they say, you will find out easy, easy as a piece of, you know, piece of cake. They didn't want to do anything other than bring us under them and make the world be a world of sodomites. So now, when you see them looking like us, you must know in history, they take on the Neanderthal first. They take on the Neanderthals first and interbreed with them. And that mean like right in the time of the first part of 200,000 years ago. You see what I mean? Because they were right over there in Europe setting for their prey wherever they can get it. But remember, prior to them attacking our people, we were never sick. We never had no disease. 100,000 years passed, and we have a whole bunch of people that born and raised up a few generations in that first 100,000 years. And there is no report that we had any sickness. Africa is a special place. There is no place like Africa. Okay? And we are left to govern. Because they write a Bible and try to make it like, oh, it is them God put and make Genesis creation story their thing. It's not their story. Genesis story is not their story. And Genesis is not our book. But you have to see what I am talking about. How they first work on the Neanderthals until they look like good-looking human beings, but they couldn't talk. Neanderthals is not said to be talking the first-class human beings. But later on, the sapient blood was used with the God's blood that created us hybrid human beings, ethnic group human beings. If we don't know that, our mind will scatter all over the place and we don't know anything. Well, we have history that tells about us more than them. Because they don't have any history that tells any about them. Because they hide underneath us. White people are hiding underneath us. Because what they portray and we think, that's not who they are. You see what I mean? Now, we have yet to purge ourselves of the bad blood that we get from them. They can't purge themselves of any blood they get from us. They're going to be sodomite until they die. Okay? But we can get purged by learning. By learning. Them don't have nothing to learn. They will stay sodomite. You never read anything about them that they were sodomites before they interfered with us. They were primates, monkeys. That's it. For millions of years. Okay, so they mess with us and bring themselves into a different creature that become homosexual. That now when they were monkey, they did, you know, we don't have anything that said they were homosexual. So they were reproducing apes, you know, they have their little tool there, right? And vagina, female, male and female. Yeah, monkeys, right? Yes. That's what they were. But no sooner than they mess with us, this is what they get. Come now, they want to rule us, rule the world. You see how difficult it is for us to get out from underneath them? That they are telling us they're making their own government and making a new world. No, that's not true. Can't make a new world. They can't. So, they cannot face anybody who will, like, pluck their two eyes out with the truth. And there is no way to go around the truth of what they have done. We didn't do it for them. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I had a friend of mine that came in and listened a bit, and I don't know how much of what I am saying he can take, but he's supposed to be a positive friend. Come in and listen every now and then. All right. So now let me go
over to this other section here, and I want to just play a tune, and it's a tune I like to play. And let's see. I like to play a tune that's called it's wow. It's I don't wonder why. Okay, all right. I think I'm getting close. That's right. Hero, Mariah Carey. It's a very, very nice tune that I like.
But
Let's go with this portion of what is left to say. I wanted to say too also, when wisdom was lowered from heaven. Now, not unless you're sober and you have what it takes to digest these kind of information that we are not accustomed to. In a church climate, and the things that they have to teach us. White people don't want the African people to become knowledgeable of history that pertains to our origin. Listen to what I'm saying. That's what they don't have, that spirit inside of them. They have corrupt. It, like I tell you, they became homosexual when they were only monkeys. Okay, now if you can find me fact that correct what I say, well, of course I would put down what I say. If you can do that, here the headline: the strangest phenomenon on earth ever is civilization government. With humans. That is one of, you know, the strangest thing. And what the white people do not want to identify with, because they know we are made of a higher piece, or higher material from their monkey stage, and from their now homosexual tormented state. They don't want us to come to know ourselves. Okay, now they can kiss that goodbye. They can kiss it goodbye, because all that they're going on with is basically because of how we are affected by them. However, there are bigger things awaiting we African people who are able to catch on to what belongs to us, okay? So I am telling you, don't be distracted by white people and their Christian foolishness, because they have to... They are not satisfied with woman vagina alone, you know? Do you understand that? But in time past, they used to. They didn't know about anything else. But when they come and mingle with our blood, this is what they evolve into. You hear me? They can't do no better than what they are doing, you know? Kill, 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 kill. However, it's for us to get out of their church and their whole bunch of foolishness and stop believing in the God and Jesus of the Bible, because it's not so. And you will have to pay the price to learn to find out it's not so. Otherwise, you stay with them. Now, the strangest phenomenon on earth ever is civilization government with human beings. You see what I mean? They don't have no lot or part with us, you know. That's why they're talking about this AD and Adamani stuff, which don't worth, you know, anything valuable in the civilized world, what they're doing. Okay? But we will have to wake up to a notice that every single civilized thing is not what white people created. And until we are able to handle that, we won't be able to handle them because they make up all these whole bunch of foolishness to turn our head where they want us to be. No, when we get them out from our space and we are able to live our lives, that's when we will be back in business. Our government, we must rule, okay? It is given to us and not them. What you want for though? Stay in a Christianity. Believe in the foolishness of where God don't exist said. That's what they have. That's what they created. Some image that they say is a God. It's not for us. But not until we are awakened and find out will we ever realize the steps we are to take. They don't belong to us, and they are not going to budge until the gods make the decision on what to do with the situation. They know what they want to do, but they want us to show that we have something in us valuable as far as what they have created in us. Okay? Now, I know it is hard with the pressure of the diseases that is bothering us and stuff like that. But if we are seeing and want to make changes, we will call upon the Almighty. And we will begin to read the information that we are to know to bring us up to the higher level, okay, of life. Now, some more here. When did God establish government? The government. God established civilized government shortly after Noah family existed. The ark after the world, after the worldwide flood, right? After Noah and his family existed. The ark after the worldwide flood. What's this is January 8, 2017. That was when somebody wrote that. The earliest world historic anatomic human civilization happened 200,000 years ago when Adam and Eve were created. You see, these white people are making it to be perceived that they come from Adam and Eve. Come on, that's not true. In no kind of way. But they're doing it because our head is not working right, you see what I mean? If you will be amazed to see this some of the things that we believe in based on what the lies that they have told. We don't have enough sense to discern that they are lying. When it is easy to, if we were reading properly, we would see it. The Sumerian king list, a record of rulers, cities, and events arranged chronologically, divide prehistory and history into two distinct parts. First, the long record of what had happened before the deluge, that is the Noah flood, right? Represented here as a deluge. Then, what transpired after the deluge? One was the time when the Anunnaki gods and then their sons by the daughters of man. The so-called demigods ruled upon the earth. The other was when human rulers, kings, selected by Enlil, that was the commander on earth, were interposed between the gods and the people. Hope you understand that. In both instances, the institution of an organized society and orderly government, kingship, existed, right? Yes, that's what it is saying. Was stated to have been lowered from heaven. That's the Nibiru planet out there. The emulation of Earth, the social and governmental organization on Nibiru. That's what we are emulating, beloved. Came at developed, what he says? Yes. He's saying the government came. The governmental organization on Nibiru a print here that did not, not leading me. This is something, a place here in this writing that is telling, okay, it says the organization, the government and organization on Nibiru, right? And that we are emulating the system from their planet that they brought here and hand it over to us. Oh, man. He says here now, yes. Where are we now? He says, all right. There came the developed the development, I think this is. There came the development between 4,000 and 3,000 BC, when the rise, when the rise agriculture and trade allowed people to have surplus food and economic stability, right? So we know that civilization started with mankind in 200,000 years ago, right? The gods and their rule and the different people who rule throughout the time, there came a time when it was only we human left to rule. And we would be ruling right now had it been for disruption. Okay? We are behaving now like we don't have a government, but we do. And it's like I am advocating our kingship government. And I have the right to tell these sodomites to get out. I do, before anybody else begin to say it. I have the right, and I have been telling them to get out. But they're going to fool around until, you know, they get the worst of everything. Because all what they are going on with is simply because, you know, they see we haven't bring any results. We don't rise up. We don't have no uprising with the truth of what is to be told. We allow them to smother us with the old faggot stuff that they are going on with. All right. So now we know this is the time in which we began to rule, and this 4,000 time here came when we began to get help from our creators to set up we begin to have urban civilization. You know what I mean? Yeah. We begin to have urban civilization. Urban civilization we began to have in the 4,000. In the 4,000 on 3,000 BC. So here we get our time to rule, and here are these sodomites come right along and talk about that they are going to like start a new world order. And look at what are we doing? Yeah, because they use the disease and spread it all over Africa and over the Western world, and you know their disease don't affect them. But when they mix with our blood, it affected them in such a way that they think it's okay to look like human being and stuff like that. But it's not working out good in the end for them. You see what I mean? Because they are something to be destroyed. They don't have human value. They do not. Okay? And they won't take that to art. They want to get rid of us completely, if you don't know. All right, look. Evil. The uncivilized Europe settlers, hominid primate apes, in fraudulent federal government rule in America. Thomas Jefferson. Now, they, you know, this is the white people, them, king or whatever you call them, right? Jefferson, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, James Madison, and so on. And others took the brave step. This is what they're saying. They take the brave step of creating a government based on the Enlightenment values of liberty. You hear this? Now, they are the same people that our people and bring their disease all over us. It's them, this Thomas Jefferson type of people, them. It's them. Equally. What? Equality. All them foolishness them talk about equality. Them don't know nothing about that. And a new form of justice. You hear this? This is what they're talking about themselves. They are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers. More than 200 years later, that government is still intact. They feel proud about it. If they think it's intact, watch. Okay, I want to thank you for tuning into the program, my friend. And I hope that I say things that is of benefit to some, or to those of our people who are civilized. And these white people want us to think that they are civilized, but that's not true. And if you want to go there and go in their church with them and stuff like that, it is evidence that they don't belong to our country and where we come and settle down. They must get out. And as long as we maintain our sacred life as the gods, tell us to do, these folks will diminish. These white people will diminish because things are going to go against them. They can't stand. Okay, they're going to see, if they have any life at all left after the gods done with them, they will know to go to Europe, back where they come from. And that is all I have to say to you here today, and see what else, a tune I can play. John and Us, I can see clearly now.
I can see clearly.